Well, it's episode 51, so we made it to 50 together, and that's pretty exciting for me anyways. You, the listener, I mean, you're still sticking around, so thanks for that. I mean, this was just an idea, right? Throw it against the wall, see if it sticks, and here we are. You're still with me hanging out. You're still kind of adding input and doing what you do and liking and sharing and getting it out there to the masses, which I really, really appreciate. And so do my sponsors, starting first with Leverpresso, the portable espresso maker. That was amazing. And then we went to Varia Brewing, the 4-in-1 coffee maker, which was equally amazing. We pivoted a bit. There's that word, the hashtag pivot word of 2020, into partake non-alcoholic beer. And then now my friends at Blue Microphones have given me a brand new Yeti X and these amazing MixFi headphones to power the podcast moving forward. So I will do just that. And I can't thank you guys enough for, you know, helping me. And I'm going to say that a lot because there's a lot of people to thank. When you get to 50 episodes, there's a lot of people that helped you get that far, including all my guests, which I'll get to. But, you know, the production people are amazing too. Everyone over at DeanBlundell.com, you know, Rookie and Dean and Randall and those guys that have kind of jumped on board to kind of lend the hand and show me the way of podcasting. And then, you know, Todd Hancock from the podcast, the Toddcast podcast, jumping in from a production side and saying, hey, you know, maybe you should try this or try that. So that was amazing. And it just never ends to the point where I was able to kind of pass that knowledge on to some other people. And now my friends like Mercedes Nickel has joined the fray. My friend Chris with me over at the Kids on the Escalator podcast that we started. So there's been some fun kind of grabbing what I've learned, kind of throwing it out there and really seeing how it's been going and how other people are learning from it as well. And we're sharing ideas and you guys are all here learning as I go. Guest wise, I'm really hoping you guys have enjoyed what's been put in front of you at this point. So obviously it's hard to fill 100 episodes of coffee, but I did my best to at least give you 10. and then we kind of moved to music and kind of dove into the mental health side of things of music, but also some fun stories in there from some musician friends of mine that gave me the time. Travel with my co-host Mercedes Nickel, who's on this network with Dropping In. She is amazing. She's if I could just start another podcast and make a third one and just have her and I host, you know, something else as well, I would. I've known Mercedes for a long time and we get along great. And I was super excited that she launched her podcast, to coincide with everything. And, you know, just really, really happy for her and everyone that's been, involved in that side of it. So, we thought we'd put our heads together on the travel cast and we had some great guests on that, talking about travel and then COVID hit and kind of shut the world down and no one was paying attention to travel. So, I mean, it became extremely difficult to, finish that series because no one really could care less. They couldn't travel. They couldn't do it, but we got through it. And, I've since moved on to life, which will finish up this module of four different, modules, you know, that we did. So where does it go from here? Who knows? I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun for me to kind of explore a bunch of different options and sort of see where it's going. I mean, amazingly, out of all these, they've all done very well. As I said, we're up to about 5,000 listeners an episode. And I could just end it right now, I guess, right? And be happy with that. But people seem to really gravitate towards my coffee stuff, which was really interesting. And this is how it all started, but it really felt like it was going to be tough for me to fill 100 episodes of that. So yeah, I'm not sure where I'm going to take it, but it definitely will have themes of all of these things that, that I've covered off on this series so far. And hopefully that the guests continue to be amazing. And if not, you'll just get my, you know, voice to help put you to sleep. You know, that's, as I said, the coffee podcast was, it served two purposes. It was, help wake you up and help put you to sleep. So maybe this will do the same thing. Who knows?
Hey listeners, I'm Christy.
And I'm Melissa. And this is Buried Motives, where we dig deep into the details of some of the most gruesome
dirtbag murderers. She said she enjoyed hurting things that can't fight back.
Like, if you were only to look at what she did later on and not know any of that history, she would appear like off the wall crazy.
Oh, 100%. She struck him on the back of his head with a frying pan, almost killing him, and was hospitalized for a severely fractured skull.
She fractured his skull. Wow. So the movie Tangled was right. Frying pans are dangerous.
They are. He feels like he is totally justified in the murder that he commits.
Even after he's convicted, he feels justified.
Oh, yeah. To this day.
That's a confident dirtbag right there.
That's right. He believes that his victim had it coming.
Join us each Thursday as we unearth the dirtbags that live among us.
And the motives buried there. Hope you join us as we exhume the truth.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
But episode 51 is upon us. That is just me on a mic. The idea of starting a podcast is kind of everyone's doing it, right? You hear everyone's got a podcast, and I get it. I mean, we're all kind of locked down, or people have been locked down. We're all trying to be a little bit normal, but I mean, people are getting creative. I mean, I got this Blue Yeti from Blue Microphones, but it took them like 3 months to get it to me because everyone started a podcast and they were completely out of stock. I mean, so you have to kind of create something that's a little bit unique. And I couldn't imagine trying to manage one of these podcasts that blows up and becomes one of the biggest in the world. Like, I mean, I'm doing it with 5,000 people, and it's really taking a lot of time up, and it's exciting, but I mean, holy shit, right? So the journey has been awesome. And through that process, I've told some good stories, and I think people have told their story, and it's been really, really cool to tell those stories and share and have that time kind of cool. Picking favorites out of the first 50 is really difficult because, I mean, as I was finding my way, you know, like, it's a journey. So you get better at it, or you try to interview better, or sometimes I'll listen back to occasionally some of them and go, wow, I should have asked that question and I didn't. And what was I doing? And was I really listening to them? And you know how it goes. So there was a bit of review that goes into it. And I'm really excited to keep exploring what that's going to look like and what it's going to kind of be for, you know, you, the listener, to kind of come along the ride with me. I love listening to input. You guys have been giving me lots of input about stuff. So that's been exciting to throw into the mix. And I just feel like it's going organically to a nice space. And I just don't know where that's going to be just yet. So hang on for the ride, my friends, as we get going further ahead and try to maybe make it to 100 episodes. And wouldn't it be nice to at least double the listenership by then? Who knows? So it's just a quick one this week. A thank you to everyone that's jumped on board and helped me here. A thank you to my sponsors. A thank you to everyone helping from a production side. 50 of anything is fun. I mean, musicians make songs and they make records, and I certainly enjoyed that back in the day, but to put out 50 episodes of anything that'll live out there is exciting to me, and the idea of it is exciting. So this is a thank you. It's a thank you to you for tuning in. Thank you for being patient as I go through the production up and downs of having a podcast and producing it myself. Now, Mike Pongratz was a huge help at the beginning of this thing too, who is a really good friend of mine, who continues to make my intros. And if I need a little bit of production boost or help, and I'm like, listen, Mike, like, I can't fix this. And Mike always fixes it. So a huge thanks to Mike for being along for the ride for that. And again, everyone at Dean Blundell, you, the listener, partake non-alcoholic beer, Leverpresso, Varia Brewing, and now Blue Microphones. Just, I mean, what a great lineup of sponsors right there. I mean, people just tune in to win free coffee shit. why wouldn't they? It's really cool. So stand by. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to 51 episodes of me yattering on, including this one. And I promise you that I will keep moving it ahead as best I can with some killer guests. I'm going to wrap up the life cast shortly. And then it's anyone's guess as to what kind of what it looks like when it's all said and done. So this has been the Brenton on Tour podcast, episode number 51. A thank you to you, the listener, and everyone involved in helping me. Remember to like, share, find me over at YouTube. I'm on YouTube now. You can check out a bunch of clips. And I'm still running a contest with my friends at Partake where I'm going to give away a Partake prize pack at the end of this. So you got to like and share and all that stuff. And then I'll get you a bunch of stuff to hopefully help you ring in Christmas or the new year and safely and maybe in a non-alcoholic way if you've got places to be. So Christmas isn't canceled yet. So hopefully this will help you a little bit with that. Thank you, friends. This is episode 51. Keep tuning in. Keep sharing, liking. It is the Brenton on Tour podcast. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Emily Roger, and I host a leadership show called The Boiling Point with my co-host, Dave Vail. Together, we sit down with trailblazing entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and movement makers who are driving meaningful change in our world. The show is all about exploring the lives and perspectives of leaders who are making a difference. Join us for insightful conversations that challenge the status quo, spark new ideas, and inspire you to take action. Find us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or at boilingpointpodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.